Measures submitted to the voters. School. Measure M. Tamil Pious Union High School District Quality Education Renewal Measure. To renew $16,800,000 in expiring annual funding and prevent deep cuts by continuing locally controlled school funding the state cannot take away, shall Tamil Pious Union High School District maintain excellent hands-on science, technology, engineering, math, reading, and writing instruction, attract, retain highly qualified teachers, and support music and art by adopting a measure renewing the current $469 annual per parcel rate for 9 years with senior exemptions, cost of living adjustments, and independent oversight? Yes? No. County Council's Impartial Analysis of Measure M. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Trustees of the Tamil Pious Union High School District. If this measure is approved by 2/3 of the votes cast on this special tax proposal, both existing Tamil Pious Union High School District parcel taxes will be replaced with a single new parcel tax of $469 per year per assessor's parcel for a period of 9 years beginning November 4, 2020 and expiring June 30, 2029. The estimated revenue from the tax is approximately $16.8 million annually. Beginning on July 1, 2021, the rate of the special tax shall be increased by 3% every year to approximate increases in the cost of living. If this measure is approved, the special tax is authorized by voters as Measure B in November 2011 and Measure J in November 2018 shall cease and be replaced with this Measure M on November 4, 2020. If this measure is not approved, Measure B from 2011 and Measure J from 2018 shall continue in accordance with the terms of these respective measures, both expiring on June 30, 2022. An exemption from this special tax may be granted on any parcel owned by one or more persons who is occupying said parcel as her or his principal place of residence, applies for the exemption no later than May 1st prior to the tax year and is 1. 65 years of age prior to May 1st of the tax year, 2. Receiving supplemental security income for a disability regardless of age, or 3. Receiving Social Security disability insurance benefits regardless of age and meets specific income guidelines from the federal government. While not expressly stated in the measure, it appears exemption applications for the first year of the tax could be submitted on or before May 1, 2021. The measure provides for independent citizen oversight. The stated purposes for the funds raised by this special tax are for science, technology, engineering, math, reading and writing instruction, to attract and retain highly qualified teachers, to support art and music programs, and to provide a high-quality education to students. Priorities for expenditures of funds will be determined by the Board of Trustees for the Tamil Pious Union High School District. Pursuant to the California Constitution Article 13B and applicable laws, the appropriations limit for the district will be adjusted periodically by the aggregate sum collected by levy of this qualified special tax. Signed by Brian E. Washington, Marin County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure M. If you desire a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure M. Vote yes on M to extend expiring school funding at the current rate to prevent teacher layoffs and limit cuts to academic programs in local high schools without raising taxes. Since 1989, the 5 high schools in the Tamil Pious Union High School District have benefited from voter-approved parcel tax funding that supports challenging academic programs and highly qualified teachers. This funding accounts for over $16 million annually, which is 17% of the district budget, and is now set to expire. Measure M is critical to prevent devastating cuts that will impact more than 5,200 students. The district already has reduced its budget by $6 million with cuts to librarians and journalism programs and reduction of administration, staff, and employee benefits. If current parcel tax funding expires, the district will be forced to cut an additional $16 million. Cuts of this magnitude could include layoffs of over 100 teachers, eliminating advanced placement courses, reducing science, music, and arts electives, and cuts to high school athletics. Voting yes on M will renew local funding at the current annual rate and continue 3% cost of living adjustments to maintain excellent applied technology, engineering, and computer programming courses, continue advanced placement course offerings, preserve athletics, arts, and music electives, protect robust science curriculum, including biomedical science, physiology, and environmental science courses, attract and retain highly qualified teachers. Independent oversight and local control are required. Every penny must stay local and cannot be taken by the state. Independent oversight and audits are required. No funds may be used for administrator salaries. Seniors and low-income people with disabilities are eligible for an exemption. Keep the Tamalpais Union High School District among the best by renewing local funding without increasing taxes. Please vote yes. Signed, Ruth Dell, former trustee, Tam Union High School District. Zamira Solari, Redwood High alum, TUHSD, parent, Marin Realtor. Felicia Gaston, Executive Director, Performing Stars of Marin, longtime Marin City resident. Chuck Ford, 45-plus-year West Marin resident, former trustee, TUHSD. Matthew Blair, Marin business owner, RHS alum, TUHSD parent. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure M. Proponents say this won't raise taxes. That is false. The measure increases taxes, otherwise you wouldn't have to vote on it. Taxes start in 2022 and increase 3% each year, whether or not your salary does, if you still have one. While proponents speak of so-called savings they made, $200,000 was wasted on consultants on the tax ballot these past 2 years. The consultants manufactured this ballot language to generate the most votes, but failed to provide proof of pending layoffs and quality decline. They just used the same old scare tactic language, which didn't work in March 2020. The district's decision to spend up to $500,000 on a name change for Drake High School seems at odds with an alleged desperate need for funds. COVID-19 may result in more online schooling, which should reduce operating costs, utilities, non-teaching staff, etc. While you must stay home and teach your children, should you pay more for schooling? This tax is for 9 years, despite the expected decline in enrollment. The tax should be shorter in duration. We should see the changes from online learning and decreased enrollment. There should be no escalator. This vote should be delayed. Even if your age or disability exempts you from this tax, please consider the working families who aren't exempt. The district has until 2022 to pass. There's time for TUHSD to acknowledge the new realities and come up with a fairer tax. The effort by the school board was perfunctory. Vote no. MarinPublicPolicyInstitute.com. Marin Public Policy Institute, Michael Hartnett, Treasurer. Argument against Measure M. Another election, another parcel tax measure by TUHSD. The present $455 parcel tax doesn't even expire until 2022, and there is a measure on the November ballot, Prop 15, that could net $10 to $15 billion additional revenue for schools. Wouldn't it be prudent to await the results of that before placing this on the ballot again? This parcel tax was on the ballot several months ago and failed. It should fail again for the same reasons and more. This $455 per parcel tax measure is the result of some pollsters' pre-coronavirus research on what voters might withstand rather than today's realities. It has several major flaws. The tax is regressive. The owner of a one-bedroom condo pays the same as the hedge fund manager in Kent Woodlands or a shopping mall. Despite what supporters may tell you, a tax based on square footage would be fairer and perfectly legal. This measure hits first-time homebuyers particularly hard. The measure has a 3% annual increase for inflation. During this economic downturn, that may last years. The board is not sensitive to taxpayers' finances. Many don't get a 3% annual wage increase or have a job now. School enrollment over the next few years is projected to decline, so operational costs will not justify the size of the tax. They do not tell you that. The board learned nothing from its loss of this same tax just months ago. $455 plus the new $400 wildfire tax plus $475 hospital tax plus $400 college tax, then elementary school tax, bonds, etc., with annual escalators, adds up to real money. There is time to try again if Prop 15 fails and to use a fair, non-regressive rate. Vote no on M. Marin Public Policy Institute, Michael Hartnett, Treasurer. Rebuttal to argument against Measure M. No surprise about the identity of the lone opponent of Measure M. He opposes nearly every tax measure. In comparison, trusted leaders and educators understand the needs of our public high schools and support Measure M. Without Measure M, our five high schools will lose $16 million a year. This tremendous loss would be in addition to the $6 million in cuts already made by the district. Passing Measure M will avoid massive reduction to science, technology, and engineering courses, extensive cuts to music, arts, and athletics programs, devastating layoffs of up to 100 teachers. For 30 years, stable local funding has made our schools among the best in the state and less reliant on Sacramento. Pinning our hopes on a controversial statewide initiative that may not be approved and could be litigated for years is irresponsible. Moreover, while student enrollment may level off over the next few years, it will not offset the immediate loss of parcel tax funding equal to 17% of the district budget. After a similar measure was narrowly defeated in March, district leaders took community feedback and June 2020 polling results into account with this measure that extends current funding without increasing taxes. Modest cost of living adjustments continue, so funding keeps pace with the cost of programs. Measure M provides exemptions for seniors and low-income homeowners with disabilities to help residents on fixed incomes. Our community relies on our local public high schools to prepare students for future success. Vote yes on Measure M. William Levinson, retired Tam Union High School Superintendent, 31-year Larkspur resident. Sally F. Rolova, Financial Services Executive, former Larkspur Corte Madera School District Trustee, 18-year Corte Madera resident, TUHSD parent. Brian Colbert, San Anselmo Council member. Cindy Morris, retired teacher, 35-year Kentfield resident. Robert Goddard, institutional equity sales trader, 28-year Marin County resident.